This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The city of Duluth is looking for a new city administrator as current administrator David Montgomery prepares to retire again. Montgomery has served in the position on an interim basis during Mayor Roger Reinhart's tenure. He had previously served in the position for 9 years under former mayors Don Ness and Emily Larson. City officials say the search for a new long-term city administrator will begin at the start of the new year. In a statement, Mayor Reinhart also thanked Montgomery for being willing to help out in the position temporarily. Downtown Duluth officials say they need to find more funding sources to continue to support the outreach specialist position. The organization created the position with the use of American Rescue Plan Act funding in 2022 following the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. The position was meant to act as a liaison between businesses in the area and the growing unhoused population. The goal was to decrease the number of law enforcement responses to conflicts in the downtown area while connecting those in need with resources that could help them. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking libraries across the state to once again participate in the Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library program. In partnership with the Department of Public Instruction and individual libraries, the program allows residents to use their library card to check out a daily pass to state parks, forests, and recreation areas. It's the fourth year the DNR has offered the program, and over 150 libraries already participate. The daily passes for 2025 are already available for purchase. St. Louis County Public Works and the Minnesota Department of Transportation held a ribbon-cutting ceremony on Wednesday to celebrate the end of their bridge bundling project. Over the last 3 years, DOT and Public Works crews have replaced 21 bridges throughout St. Louis and Carlton counties. Officials say because they bundled the projects into a single contract, they likely saved around 10 to 15% of the potential cost of the replacements. The agencies secured over $25 million in federal, state, and local funding for the projects. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has released the 2023 annual report for the state's crime labs. According to the report, Wisconsin has seen an increase in cases involving fentanyl, and the crime labs have struggled to produce fast turnaround times on evidence. Along with the report, Attorney General Call said the upcoming state budget must include more funding for crime labs in order to increase staffing and decrease the time it takes to process evidence. The report also noted a new Southeast Region crime lab is on track to open in 2026. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced $1 million in available grant funding to train and recruit more teachers. In a press release on Wednesday, Governor Evers announced the grants would cover 2 years of program costs for nonprofits to recruit, train, and license teachers under Department of Public Instruction guidelines. The grant program is meant to help address a shortage of teachers across the state as public school districts struggle with funding issues. Applications for the funding must be submitted by December 16th. The St. Louis County landfill will now be able to generate energy from garbage thanks to a new 10-acre geothermal field. On Tuesday, county officials held a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the field in the Virginia landfill, which seeks to capture the heat of decomposing garbage and convert it to energy. According to county officials, the energy produced by the geothermal field will power a future wastewater plant, and the $33,000 put into the field will pay for itself within a year of operation by providing energy to the plant. A Duluth man has been sentenced to prison for his involvement in a stabbing and assault incident in 2023. According to court documents, 24-year-old Tristan St. Clair was sentenced to 20 years in prison after pleading guilty to charges of attempted second-degree murder. The incident occurred in January of 2023 when Tristan and Dustin St. Clair entered a West Arrowhead Road home without permission and assaulted three people, stabbing two of them. When they attempted to flee, their car got stuck in a deep snowbank in the driveway. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding residents to protect themselves against respiratory viruses during the holiday season. As temperatures drop and people spend more time inside, cases of viruses like the flu and COVID-19 are beginning to rise. The DHS and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are urging residents to get their flu, COVID-19, and RSV vaccines to prevent themselves from getting sick and curb the spread of the viruses. Residents should speak with their healthcare providers to get vaccinated. As Wisconsin's gun deer hunting season approaches, the Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to practice proper safety. The gun deer season will run from November 23rd to December 1st, and hunters should remember to follow all regulations and the Tab K rules for firearm safety. The Tab K rules remind hunters to treat every firearm as if it's loaded, always point the muzzle in a safe direction, be certain of your target and what's in front of and behind it, and always keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
It's Packers and Bears week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers held practice getting ready for the Bears in Chicago Sunday, even though the Packers have beat the Bears 10 times in a row. I asked Jordan Love if there's still a rivalry.
Definitely. No, we know the history of the game, and it's definitely, you know, I think it's special to be a part of it. A rivalry that's been going on, the oldest rivalry in football.
In Chicago, Bears head coach Matt Eberflus fired his offensive coordinator.
In the past 48 hours, working through some things and obviously released Shane Waldron. What I'm looking for the offense is creativity, working the guys into open positions on the field. And that takes creativity, but it takes everybody.
Pass coordinator Thomas Brown promoted to offensive play caller. NBA, the Bucks with a 127-120 win in overtime against the Pistons. Damian Lillard out with a concussion. Giannis with 59 points.
Not only did Giannis have to score, he actually had to be a point guard as well.
That's Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. When it comes to films opening wide this weekend, it's a bit quiet, sort of like the calm before the storm. All eyes are on next week's openers, which will showcase Barbenheimer 2.0 or Glicked, which is Wicked, and Gladiator 2. But there is one film opening wide this week, and it follows a new trend of badass Santa movies. Red One stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Chris Evans, J.K. Simmons, and the awesome Bonnie Hunt. Johnson plays the head of security at the North Pole and teams up with bounty hunter Evans to find Santa Claus, who has been kidnapped. It's usually an inside job. The first suspect would be Mrs. Claus. Red One is getting less than 40% on Rotten Tomatoes, but don't let that stop you. It looks like pure holiday fun, and at PG-13, it's fun for the whole family. The Bruce Willis film, The Fifth Element, is getting a re-release this weekend, but in a limited capacity. The film is from 1997 and also stars Ian Holm, Gary Oldman, and Chris Tucker. If you feel like staying home, new movies to stream include Megalopolis, Saturday Night, or Michael Keaton's Goodrich. Let's go to the movies. Actor Glenn Powell is no Ethan Hunt, according to actor Glenn Powell. The Top Gun and Twisters actor denied rumors that he will be the next Ethan Hunt in the Mission Impossible series. Rumor had it that Tom Cruise was the one who wanted Powell to be his successor. Powell told Pat McAfee of The Pat McAfee Show there is no way he wants the role and would certainly never do his own stunts like Cruise does. Cruise created the role of Hangman in Top Gun Maverick for Powell after Powell lost out on playing Goose's son to Miles Teller. Seems like he's doing okay since then. Powell is currently filming The Running Man, a remake of the Arnold Schwarzenegger film from the 1990s. For those of you who are film noir buffs, I don't think I have to tell you this is Noirvember. If you're looking for a good old black and white film to watch, check out In a Lonely Place with Humphrey Bogart. Bogart plays a cocky Hollywood writer suspected of killing a young starlet. The story has lots of twists and turns and has excellent acting. It's got all the elements you want in a good film noir and an ending you don't see coming. Happy Noirvember. There's not much left for Denzel Washington to achieve when it comes to his career. That is probably why he's mentioned retiring soon. The actor says he will star in the third Black Panther film. After that, he says he will do Othello and then King Lear and then hang it up. There is a lot of potential there to exit the business with a third Oscar for acting. Washington won Best Actor for Training Day and a Best Supporting Actor statue for Glory. Seems like he's really getting the hang of this acting thing. Fasten your seatbelts. There is a new Sexiest Man Alive for 2024, and his name is John Krasinski. The always humble Jim from The Office and star of A Quiet Place says when he got the news, he thought he was being punked. His wife, Emily Blunt, said if he won, she would wallpaper the house with magazine covers. Sounds like they have a busy weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 52 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, low to mid 50s. Then on Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.